College football fans today are mourning the death of John Vaught, a longtime coach at the University of Mississippi. Vaught died last night at his assisted living facility in Oxford. He was 96. Vaught's career at Ole Miss stretched from the 1940s through the 1970s, and today the university's football stadium bears the name of the man known for his calm sideline demeanor. Stan Turgeson was the play-by-play man for the Ole Miss Rebels from 1955 to 1970, and he's with us to talk about the coach's legacy. Hi, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Debbie.
Sad news today.
Yes, it was. When you have an icon such as John Vaught, you don't think they're ever going to die, but eventually they do, and he will be sorely missed.
What can you tell us about Coach Vaught's style?
Well, he was a very paternal type person. He had two great loves in his life. He loved football, and he loved his farm just outside of Oxford and raising cattle. At the time that coaches' shows on television became popular, Bear Bryant had one over at Alabama, and they had one over at Arkansas. And some of the members of the athletic department came to me and said, hey, they're eating us up on recruiting with their shows, and we want to start a TV show for Ole Miss. And we went and talked to John Vaught and told Vaught that we understood that Bryant and the show at Arkansas were getting about $2,000 a week for doing that coach's show. We wanted him to do one. He told us absolutely not. He didn't want to do any coach's show on television. He wanted to do one of two things. He wanted to, first of all, coach his football team and go play the games. When the game was over, he just wanted to go back to his farm and tend to his cattle. He had no interest whatsoever in doing a television show. It wasn't until the 1970s that we even lured him to do a television show, and then only a couple of them.
And by then, a lot of schools had him.
Yes, and they were paying much more than $2,000 a week.
What do you remember most about Coach Vaught's career at Ole Miss?
Oh, there's so many things. On the occasion of the worst loss we ever had at Ole Miss to Southern Mississippi, being over to his house that afternoon, while the coaches from all over the country, Bear Bryant and everybody else, would call him and ask him what happened. And I peeked into his den, and there on the floor was a big bear trap. I mean a giant bear trap. And the alumni had given it to him the first time he beat Bear Bryant, and they had inscribed on it to Coach John Vaught for finally killing off the bear.
And Coach Bear Bryant was the legendary coach at Alabama who didn't lose many games during
no,
that era.
Not. You're exactly right.
You know, one of his longest or most successful winning periods was during the late 50s and early 60s, and that was at the same time that Ole Miss and even the entire state of Mississippi were under fire for segregation. There were protests going on. And I read where Vaught was once quoted as saying that football was a stabilizing factor during that time. Do you know what he meant by that?
That's a very tough question for me to answer, because the truth is that Vaught was a product of his time, and we never recruited a black athlete for the football team. But he felt that football was so important in Mississippi and so important to the university that if they could win and play well, it would, in effect, calm the waters. You have to remember that the first black athlete came into the SEC in 1965.
The SEC, of course, is the Southeastern Conference.
So it was not uncommon in the 40s and 50s and 60s when Vaught was coaching not to have any black athletes on your squad because nobody had any.
Now, I understand he was also, creative on the field, that even today there are teams who are still using some of Coach Vaught's offensive schemes. What was he known for?
Well, I know it's a cliché, but he was ahead of his time. He played the T formation when it was early in the game. He passed a lot more than most of the schools did. The Archie Manning story with Vaught is that they recruited Manning, and they recruited him really as a safety man. The next spring, in spring practice, Vaught truly got a look at him and said, hey, that guy's a quarterback, turned him into one, and of course made an all-star quarterback out of Archie,
who went on to play, at the New Orleans Saints in the NFL.
And several other teams.
And has two boys who are pretty good quarterbacks themselves.
Vaught had a knack of being able to look at a kid, a high school kid, and tell you how tall he was going to end up being, how much he was going to weigh, and what his athletic abilities were.
Did you stay in touch with Coach Vaught over the years?
Yes, I saw him quite often, quite regularly. I knew one thing, however. Don't play golf with him. He was going to beat you if you did.
Stan Turgeson called the Ole Miss Rebel football games during Coach John Vaught's career. Coach Vaught died last night. He was 96 years old. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for asking.